Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator. We've got a bunch of speakers this morning that we're going to have a chance to hear from. Before we dive into the call, I just want to give you one just reminder here. We've got the April event that the Underwoods are doing down in Florida, and if you would like to get information on that, it's the ShackleyFloridaEvent.com. It's an Eventbrite page that'll give you all of the details, April 23rd and April 24th. Tony and Debbie are going to be speaking here this morning, and so if they want to give a couple of details, please make sure that you do. We want to make sure that everybody has that information because it's going to be a fantastic event. And, of course, as we are looking to build our businesses, we know the importance of going to events. We know the importance of just being together in that collaborative spirit, all the energy, the positive motivation, the inspiration, everything that comes from an event like that. So speaking of events, this morning's call is going to be about the Masters Growth Summit. And so all of the masters from the team who were at that event are going to share a little bit about their nuggets of information and wisdom and what they learned and what they walked away with. But before we do that, I just want to explain to you what the Masters Growth Summit is, because some of you may not know exactly what that is. So when you reach the rank of Master Coordinator and above, and those are the top ranks in this company, Shackley has an opportunity twice a year to meet with the masters to really get some collaboration, to work in partnership on different topics. A lot of times we get to hear information prior to it being launched. Sometimes the things we hear never get launched. Other times the things we hear get launched right away. And so we just get to be a part of that process. And so I really encourage all of you who have Master on your goal board and on your dream board that you really listen to this conversation and listen to what happens at a Master's event, because it's very inspiring, very motivating. And I know for me, I always wanted to be a part of that. Something that I always said, gosh, if I could just be a part of the Master's events, I was on my dream board, something I really wanted to do. And so twice a year we have the Growth Summit and then we have the Global Conference. And so those are our two opportunities to come together in partnership with the Home Office. And we have some master teams that were with us at this event. We had Becky Cash. Chris was not able to go. He was home taking care of the family and making sure that everything ran smoothly back home. But Becky was at the event, and of course, Tony and Debbie Underwood. And so I'm going to actually have Becky Cash speak first. I know she's got kids that she's got to get to different places. And so she's going to share with us a little bit first about her experience at the Growth Summit. So, Becky, would you mind just giving us a couple of nuggets on what you walked away with from the Growth Summit?
Hi, Jennifer. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Excellent. So I know I was unmuted and then muted, and so unmuted again. So anyway, good morning, everybody. It's nice to be here with all of you. So after a week in sunny California, the weather actually was awesome, which it's not always awesome when we're out there, right, Jennifer? That was a nice treat this time. And with the hotel literally just being two blocks from the Home Office, it's really nice to be able to walk back and forth and soak up that sunshine and such. But Jennifer asked me to share a bit on the call today, which is a little bit challenging because one thing that's really awesome about being in collaboration with the Home Office is that they do share quite a bit of us about what is coming at the Global Conference in Orlando, and we can't tell any of you, no matter how much you torture us, for that information. So getting to share with you today is awesome, and then also knowing all the excitement that can't be shared with you. So that's the first thing that I really want to share, is that if you've ever been to conference, skipped a year, gone again, you know that even though everybody will try to catch you up, it is nearly impossible. We say this every year, but that's because it keeps getting better and better. It really will be impossible to truly and properly catch people up. Of course, we'll try, but to be there and to see the momentum, one of the things Roger Barnett said when we were out there was, please don't let this information leak, because we want everybody to see this on the big screen launch in a really big way, the things that are being launched. So that is a huge takeaway from there, that you really need to get to Global Conference. And then something that really impacted me a lot, of course, it always impacts me, but it is interesting to be at the level of Master Coordinator and still continue to be impacted by the lives that are being changed, which is why I do this business, and I know it's why Jennifer does this business, and Tony and Debbie, and hopefully everybody else on this call and listening to the podcast, is that we're not just doing this, you know, because we want to make some money in order to be able to buy Christmas presents for our kids. You know, that's when you get the job at the gas station, right? And of course, you can make more money to be able to do those kind of things or a birthday party or such. But we're doing this for much bigger reasons. Our family, this is about our family. This was to get our family healthier. And now it's about, you know, the future of our family and such. So two of the stories that really impacted me were, one is a master coordinator named Sarah Stauber out in New York. She's in the Hasidic Jewish community, and I've had the blessing of getting to go out to her old home, stay there, and speak with her organization on some topics. But they recently moved to upstate New York. Now, any of you who know that these are not cheap places to live, you know, in New York. Living cheap there is still expensive to live there. But they were just able to buy a new home in upstate New York with a backyard with an amazing view that was literally big enough that when her daughter asked if they could bring the entire camp, her entire Jewish camp, 400 girls to the backyard to do a camp there, Sarah said, I don't know if we have room for that. Well, I saw the picture of these 400 girls in the backyard, and they could have filled it with triple, quadruple the number of girls in that backyard. And so it's not about having the bigger, better home, but it is about the fact that Sarah does this business to pour into her family, her community, her faith, and what she's been able to do because of her Shackley business. Because I know what her husband does, and I'm pretty sure he's not making millions with that. And then the other story that impacted me really strongly is one that many people on the call have heard, but it's Carlos Cortez, and they immigrated to the United States, and they had a dream of a better future, and they wanted to have a girl. So he always says that it was about our girl. We wanted to have a girl. And their daughter has special needs, though she's absolutely brilliant and getting ready, you know, being offered entrances into schools to get her PhD and such. So, but she is in a wheelchair and she can't walk and she can't care for herself. And so he said that we have all of this, and you know, you guys can't see me, but I'm using my hands. We have all of this, and it's all about her and her future and being able to build this, to build the future. And that really strongly impacted me because, of course, I have 6 children. Some of them have special and medical needs and one who can't walk at all. And that's really is what it's all about. So I just, through me, the dream just keeps being set afire again. And, of course, Jennifer, there's so much more that I could say. But I'm going to be quiet now because there's other people that are going to share awesomeness from the Master Summit.
And thank you, Becky. Those two stories, Carlos's and Sarah's stories, impacted me as well. And I couldn't stress it enough. Like what you said, the global conference is a must attend. And so you have to be there this year. Let them share which one of you wants to go first, but I'll turn the conversation over to the two of you to share what impacted you at our Growth Summit this year.
Great. Deb, why don't you go first? Ladies first.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Thank you. Yes, it was an honor to be at the event this last week. And I think what is one thing that really impacted me was sometimes, you know, when you're out in the field and you may not be totally plugged into everything that's happening, you wonder what is on the mind of the people that are running the Shackley Corporation, right? And that's a little bit what we got a peek into this last week. And one of the things that really impacted me was how the whole of the leadership within Shackley Corporation has really been working on getting themselves on one page. Now, what that means for us is that's good news because it means they're developing focus to move forward. For the next 3 years, they have things planned on how this business is going to grow. And when this business grows, that's good for us because that means all of us will see our business choose to step up to the plate and start building. So that, you know, they're trying very hard to put us into a bigger growth mode, which is going to be good for all of us. Many things impact me from going to the Masters Summit. One of the things, just like Becky shared, is how you're inspired by other leaders. And I was inspired by everybody that's in that room, because I took a moment to look around that room and I was thinking, oh my goodness, this is a room of people that truly have choices in life. And sometimes you forget it's not all about making money, but it's about having time freedom. And everybody in that room is in that bracket. And many of them have been in situations where they've had to take care of things in their life, and they've had the ability to be able to do that. And that's something that everybody in the world would love to have. And we sometimes forget that that's even more important than money, is having the freedom to do things. And, I mean, it happened to me just a couple of years ago when our daughter had identical twins. I had the choice and the ability to be able for 6 months of my life, Monday through Friday, to offer my services to help her to succeed and survive as she went forward with those babies. So, you know, when you're thinking on your dream boards about, you know, reaching the master level, it's more than just having that extra income. It's more than maybe having an income that's going to support your lifestyle. It's having the freedom. The freedom to be able to do what's important to you and to be able to support your family in ways that you wouldn't be able to if you had a job. Now, as Becky already mentioned, we're not allowed to tell you a lot of the things that were discussed at that meeting. And, I'm so excited to be shared in some of the secrets, but gosh, it's killing me that I can't tell all of you what's going to happen, because there's some big things about to come, and many of those things are going to be talked about and released at the conference. So if you haven't quite made a decision yet to be at that conference in Orlando in August, it's time to make that decision, and now would be a very good time before the price goes up in just about a month's time. So, you know, get your tickets for that right now. Let your team leader know that you're committed to coming, and they can help you to maybe get some people on your team with you there, so that when all that information is released in August, your team is ready to go, because it's going to be some good stuff. And I've got to share one little hint, but it's kind of an obscure hint. And it's from what happened this week. And I want to let you know that what the news you're going to hear at that conference is, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but I can tell you what it might help with. It's going to help to solve the problem that we've had on Amazon lately, where there's been some Shackley products sold on Amazon. It's going to help to solve that problem. Now, you don't even know what I'm talking about, but you're going to hear about it all in Orlando in August. So, Tony, take over and tell them some more stuff.
Great, Deb. Thanks. Well, not much to add for you, ladies, what you just added. But so I thought I'd go ahead, Jennifer, and just tell them a little bit, you know, secretly what is going to happen in Orlando. So what they're going to launch is going to be, if you listen up here, what they're going to launch in Orlando is going to be... Oh, I lost contact there for a little bit. Anyway, I hope that excites you for getting to Orlando. But, yeah, I wish we could tell you, but it's going to be really exciting and something that I don't think anyone else is going to be able to pattern or do. But anyway, maybe I'll go a little different direction here with you guys for the team up. I want to just mention, and I'm sure, Jennifer, you're going to mention the team up as well, but make sure this is the last day for you guys to team up. So make sure you've got your teams. There's still time. I think you got till midnight tonight. So make sure you're on a team. It's not about winning. It's about moving your business forward. So if you're thinking that you have to get on a team just so you can win, that's not really the case. There are 150 teams that are going to get a prize. So get on a team. If you're not there, you can have anywhere from 2 to 5 people. I know we've got several groups at the last minute here that are getting on board. So make sure you do that, or get with us or Jennifer or Becky, and make sure you're on a team, because it ends here for your registration tonight at midnight. The event was really, really good. And, again, if we could put you guys in a room there, you know, the masters are are really no different than you guys out there. It's just they've done a lot more work. They've been in probably longer. They've done a lot more plans, presentations, but they talk about you. That's what they do. We all talk about you. We talk about who in the group wants to move forward. And maybe I can give you a couple of nuggets as these guys already covered some of the stuff that I was going to cover. But one of the things that I think that we ought to kind of focus on more, and that is the dream. That is figuring out what you want. That is talking about lifestyle. Because we all know on this call the products are out of this world. We know that. We know we've got the science. We know we've got the history. We know we've got the philosophy, but sometimes we forget about talking about lifestyle. And when I get out there with the masters, I just love to hear the years and years that these guys have been in, the lifestyle they've created, because sometimes I don't think they talk about that. And I just love it, whether it's, I don't care if it's homes or cars or freedom or some of the stuff that Carlos talked about, taking care of the family. As you guys know, we are just so, sometimes we forget. We take so many weeks off traveling around the globe that we forget. We come back, we still have a business. We could never do that in a job. There's no way, if I was in the corporate world, that I could take 6, 8, 10 weeks, 14 weeks a year, I wouldn't have a job when I came back. So we forget that. And that might not be your thing, but you've got to find something that drives you. You've got to find something today or tomorrow that drives you. Now, if you don't understand how the plan works, then that's going to be tough. So if you figure out what you want, the next question is, do you know what to do to get it? And we talked about that at the conference, and a lot of people don't know that. They don't understand the business plan. They say they want X, but they don't know how to get it. So if there's a nugget, Jennifer, I can tell the group here, is that you've got to figure out, okay, how the plan basically works, how much you want to make to get what you want, whether it's to give it to charity or whatever. Because if you don't, then you're aiming at nothing, all right? You're aiming at nothing. And so what will happen is you'll be at the same place next year and nothing would have happened. So if there's a nugget that I can give you, okay, moving forward this year, is to find out what you want. If you're looking for a certain amount of income you want, the most important thing, how do you get it and what are you willing to do? Those are the two most important things. So that's just a little bit of nugget. I want to go a different direction. I'm hoping to see most of you down in Tampa on the 24th of April. We've added Kristen Cunningham from the tech side the social media side, as well as Joe Corden working on some other speakers as well. But it doesn't matter who the speakers are. The most important thing is to get around the team. That's what it's all about. It's about community. It's about relationships. And also, in Tampa, it's a little warmer if you live up north, Jennifer, with the snow. No snow in Tampa in April. But you guys have probably snow up there north. I promise. No snow. Probably you still got snow in New York in June, so there you go. But anyway, so Jennifer, that's a couple of things I want to mention, but we're excited to move forward, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys in April or somewhere around the country. So, Jennifer?
Awesome. Thanks so much, Tony. And, yes, get your tickets for the April event. You definitely want to be there from a community perspective, from a knowledge perspective, just keeping your team moving forward 100%. So there are a couple things that jumped out at me at our Growth Summit that haven't been mentioned here. And so I'm just going to briefly share a couple of those things, and then we're going to wrap up our call here. And so, yes to team up, yes to going to the conference, yes about all the collaboration, but I just wanted to give you one example of collaboration, and I did actually approve this with the Shackley Home Office, so I could talk briefly about this. I'm not going to give any nuggets of something big that was shared at conference that was shared at the summit. But we have a lot of collaboration, and so I know that folks are so excited about the French vanilla and the dark chocolate shakes, and so I'm just going to talk briefly about a product here, and then I'm going to talk something about the business side. So from a shake perspective, as masters, the home office laid out every decision that's being made here around our shakes about some of the challenges in the past of maybe the shakes that some folks didn't like the taste of and how those got rolled out and then how we're going to roll out the French vanilla and the dark chocolate. We got to talk about price. We got to talk about serving size. We got to talk about taste. We actually had a taste test between the old shakes and the new shakes, and really making sure that all of the masters, when we're thinking about our organizations, our teams, our customers, that we were all on the same page and that we were in alignment with what the company wants to do and what they're going to do moving forward with our shakes, because they're such an important foundational element of our business, especially because they're part of the Prove It Challenge. And we all know that shakes are really important. But that just gives you an idea of the collaboration that's happening with the home office and the masters. There's also a lot of recognition that happens, and I would be remiss if I didn't just point out the fact that Becky and Chris Cash were recognized quite a bit at this Masters Summit for being the top in sales for Prove It Challenges for the company. They had the most Prove It Challenges, and we're not talking about just within their organization. We're talking about them personally selling the Prove It Challenges. So if you have questions about the Prove It Challenges, we can always bring Becky on to share a couple more nuggets. She's done some calls here on the Prove It Challenges in the past, but she definitely has a skill set. So we want to make sure that we capitalize on what she's learned and what she's out there doing with her and Chris and all that they've been sharing. Sheckley also gives the Masters a lot of gifts, and I didn't see a whole lot of things online about that, but you know, when we go back to our room at night, there's a gift in the room, and whether it's a Sheckley calendar with Dr. Sheckley quotes in it, my favorite things was one of the books from Eric Coleman, who's the second global conference speaker. He's an influencer online. He knows all about social media, and so Sheckley gave us a book to read about what he's sharing at our global conference and beyond. And of course, we will do a book club on one of his books. I haven't picked out which one yet, but we will definitely do a book club on his books before with the global conference. But the last thing that I just really wanted to make sure that I shared, and it ties into some of what Tony was talking about. You know, this business really is about lifestyle. It's about not only changing our own lives, but changing the lives of all of the folks who are part of our organization and helping people really reach their dreams, whatever those might be. When you're in a room of masters and you look across the sea of the masters, there are some in there who love the toys. I can think of Carolyn Sparger, and it's not necessarily toys, but she has rings on every single one of her fingers, and she owns a yacht. Those are some of what I would consider her toys. You've got people who, like Molly Pratt, who decided to go over to Europe. She wanted to be fluent in Spanish, and so she took a month out of her life and out of her business to go over and live in Spain and just do full immersion and came out fluent in Spanish. You know, it's those little lifestyle stories that we hear that just remind us that everybody on this call, everybody a part of our team, has a dream. They have a dream of something that they want to accomplish for themselves and their family, and Sheckley can be the vehicle to making that happen. Roger Barnett stood up in front of the Masters, and he shared that the single largest investment being made in Sheckley in the year 2020 is the $20,000 in 2020. You guys have all heard about that incentive, about having the ability to earn up to $20,000 here in 2020. And that is the single largest investment that the company is making right now. Their focus is about promoting directors, having growth in your organization, and rewarding you for that growth. And so I just want to encourage all of us on this that, and that we are taking part in that. Everyone on this call should get a portion of that $20,000. If in your mind you're thinking, gosh, I can't work hard enough or don't want to work hard enough for the $20,000, that's fine. But make sure that you get a piece of it, the piece that's most important to you, however much that is that you want. And if you want the full $20,000, get the $20,000. That is the single largest investment that the company is making this year into your business. Do whatever you want to with that $20,000, whether it's pay off some bills, go on a trip, put the money aside for college, buy a new car, whatever it is that is something that excites you, that is what you can choose to do with that money. Sheckley doesn't tell you what you're going to do with the money. That's up to you. So let's take advantage of that. You've got a team here that wants to support your growth. Be a part of a team up team to get your business kickstarted so that you can take advantage of what the company's trying to help us do, which is grow our business. The team up is designed to help grow your business. The $20,000 in 2020 is designed to help grow your business. And that leads into Global Conference, where the launches will absolutely explode your business. So you want to be at Global Conference. Sheckley has given the Masters the ability to buy 10 packs for $149. That would mean 10 people would have to say, yes, I want a ticket, because, of course, all of us Masters have already purchased our tickets. We're already prepared to go. So if you are interested in one of those 149 tickets, we need a group of 10 of you to say, yes, we haven't gotten our tickets yet. We want one of those tickets for us to buy one of those 10 packs. So talk to your upline business partners. Let them know if that's you or some folks on your team that want to take advantage of that so that we can get you a little bit of a discounted rate, because right now the tickets are $199. And so we could get a little bit of a cheaper price for folks if that, in fact, is something that you want. So I was so excited to be at the Masters Growth Summit, but I have to tell you the most exciting part is to have your team members there sitting at the table with the Underwoods and Becky. You know, it just makes you look around the rest of the table and say, as a team, we should be filling up many tables at the Masters Growth Summit, that we all should be there to have influence in the company direction, to have our voices heard for our teams, our organizations, and of course the community that continues to be built within our organization and as a team. So I hope that Master Coordinator is on your goal board for whatever reason. And if you have any questions about what happens at these summits, if there's something that we said that was confusing or you just want more details, please reach out and ask those questions. We're so honored to be partnered with each and every one of you. I'm so excited that Becky and Tony and Debbie were able to be on the call this morning and able to share a little bit of their nuggets of wisdom. I just hope that each and every person here has a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley week. I don't know if there's anything that the Masters would like to add, anything any of you would like to say one last word to the team, anything that comes to mind, Tony, Debbie, Becky, anything that you want to share? I'll take those.
This is Becky. You pretty much just tried to attempt to sum up all the nuggets we hadn't talked about in 5 minutes there. So I just really, really wanted to reemphasize what you said about the 20,000 in 2020. That was something that was brought up at the Master Summit, that we are not talking about that enough. That is I don't know about the other people listening on this call, but that is a lot of money. You know, even for Master Coordinators who make pretty decent money, that is a lot of money. And I know that for my family, I'm already thinking about, you know, like, what can we do with that money? What can we do for charity? A handicap accessible van for my daughter. You know, the options are limitless. I mean, my family likes to go to Disney World. Thinking about that. So like Jennifer said, even if you can't wrap your mind around an extra $20,000, you know, if you're brand new, remember there are increments. There's $1,000 increments. There's $3,000. There's $5,000. So really just run for it, because the worst thing to do at the end of the year or, you know, at the end of this is to say, I wish I had. And you never want to be in a position of saying, what if? So if you run for rank increases, you will get part of that 20,000. And that's the most simplistic way to think about it. Just run for growth and you will get part of that. And please be talking about it with your teams. For those of you who are leaders on this, you don't want them to say, you didn't tell me about this opportunity. And the company says that across the board, we're not talking enough about it. So let's make sure the Glacken organization is the organization that is talking enough about it.
And let's make sure that our teams get chunks of that money. So we want every single person on this call to get as much of that money as you would like. And so please talk to your upline partners to strategize and make sure that that happens. So I hope everybody has a blessed Shackley day and an amazing Shackley weekend. We will talk to you same time, same place next Saturday. Goodbye, everybody.